zu begau iko sheba baloke talabatu figoko ofe awafu olaru joda
upon the circles of the earth, whose name is holy. I am that I am, majesty in the heavenlies. Who can we compare you to? We bless you. We worship you. God of glory, God of all comforts, the Ancient of Days. We bless you, Father. You are plenteous in mercies, always willing to forgive. We thank you, Jesus. God that commanded light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts, bringing the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It's of your fullness that we have received grace upon grace. You give grace and you give glory. No good thing do you withhold from those who put their trust in you. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. You sit at the right hand of the Father in majesty, ever living to make intercession for us. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, sir, for your grace. Precious Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, the sanctifier, the friend that sticks closer than a brother, the God that is more than enough, the resident member of the Godhead here on earth, the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We worship you, Holy Spirit. Triumph it, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus Christ, precious Holy Spirit, we bless, worship, and adore you. In Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of going into your word at this time. Father, I come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of my fathers, Pastor Olubia Mamisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the privilege to minister your word at this time. I pray under covering that you grant me the grace and the unction to minister the word of God with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. I pray that a clear channel be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow. That by the reason of the Spirit and the word, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs, you will bring glory. To the name of Jesus, blessings to the sons of men. The word of God will have a free course, and the word of God will be glorified. Thank you, Father. We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against the effective delivery and receiving of the word of God. And so under covering and under the lordship and the authority of the name of Jesus, we come against, in unity with my brethren, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, fear, unbelief, and such like, including human spirit in alliance with the devil, all such contrary foul spirit. We cast you out. We destroy your works. We resist and bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God, the seven spirits of God to go fulfill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning the delivery and the receiving of the word in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you because you answer our prayers. You do more than what we ask, more than what we think, according to your power that is at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. I said a super hand clap. Glory. Amen. Let's be seated. Thank you. Good to have your presence. This is Zion City Fellowship, Campus Outreach Arm of Scripture Pastoral Christian Center, pastored by Pastor Luby Johnson and Mommy Sarah Johnson. Thank you for the honor to our parents. Thank you. Let's, Bible says we should give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. We are grateful for their love, grateful for their prayers. The pastor sent a message. Pastor Olubi. Praise God. I'm praying along. Amen. So, today, we'll be continuing on what we've been hearing in the last few weeks. And the title today is The Wise Shall Inherit Glory. Praise the Lord. The wise shall inherit glory. Can we have it on where's the screen? Proverbs chapter 3 verse 35. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 35. Sarah Ibrahim to read. See what Sarah has caused now. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 35. Sarah Ibrahim to read. Proverbs is in Old Testament. Okay, good.
The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools.
The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Praise the Lord. Today, I think the last time we really dealt on wise, okay? And we'll still go to it today, but the operative word I want us to look to today is inherit. Amen. Is what? Inherit. Inheritance. Amen. I remember watching a soap opera many years ago, and someone's mentee came to him that he just got some money. I think dividends in the office or something. And he came to meet this man, a man of wealth, a man of investment, finance experience. So he said, "Ah, daddy, they just paid me this there." So he's thinking of how can he invest this money. So the man started looking sad. So the mentee was saying, Have I done anything wrong? I came, he said, "No, you've done nothing." And then I look at you, and I'm so happy, but I have a son. The only thing he's doing is wishing for me to die so I can inherit all my properties. So that's why I'm sad. That you are just mentee, but see, the money you got, rather than just squander it, you've come to ask for advice for how to invest. But my own son is waiting for me to die so that he can inherit properties. Let me just say this, because these are young people. Anybody who doesn't have the sense to manage properties when his father is alive will squander it, his father's properties, when his father is dead. When his father is alive, he doesn't have sense of how to manage things. When his father dies, he will squander his father's properties. Well, the sample is already known before the father dies of what will happen to the properties. That's a warning for us. Your father's properties should be an addition to wealth, not the source of your wealth. Praise the Lord. It's an addition to wealth. You're already showing sense of responsibility, of management. And that's why nowadays, if some of you don't know, many children are excluded from the will of the father because of how they've behaved by in his own sight before he dies. Because the father has a clue of what will happen to the properties when he's dead with this one. Because unknown to many people, I'll talk about that, I say, operate with inheritance. There's no law that compels a father on how to share his properties. There's no law. So Bill Gates says he's going to give 90% away before he dies. So that is said about 10 years ago openly, so the children can already know their place. He said, I'll give 90% away before I die. So that the children, he said, they will get, definitely they will get something, but they will keep using their brain to keep working after he dies. Inheritance. Now, with God, inheritance is a product. Is a product of being a child in the house and a product of qualification. Praise the Lord. It's a product of qualification and being a child in the house. And that's some of the things I've given a description. This person is the son, but he disregards the family. He doesn't care. He goes on his lone ranger. He is irresponsible. So the father, even though he's a son, deems him as unqualified. Praise the Lord. And with God, inheritance is a product of being qualified and being in the house. Praise the Lord. What did he say about Jesus when the Jordan was opened? Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Wisdom James to read. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Okay, good. Let me give him the mic. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 to 17.
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
Praise the Lord. What came on Jesus was an inheritance of the Spirit without measure in Jordan. But two things were there. He is my Son. Two, in whom I am well pleased. So, he was in the house and he qualified. Praise the Lord. And the Father poured on him the double portion. Amen. That's the Spirit without measure, as we've been taught. Because the double portion, Hebrews 1:4. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. What's your name? Joshua. You read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. Where's your Bible? You don't come. You see, that's the thing. You have to be prepared. When you come here, I can call anybody. Taiwo, you read it. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. Joshua. If I say what's the Arsenal's next match now, pam, 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 it will come out. Hebrews 1:4.
Be made so much better.
He's talking of Jesus.
Than the angels. As he has by inheritance. Obtained a more excellent name. Than they didn't
dash Jesus. Praise the Lord. That inheritance
is a product of being in the house as a son and being qualified. Amen. In the Jewish culture, inheritance is given to all sons. Praise the Lord. The daughters will get theirs from their husband's house. That's the Jewish culture. But there's something spiritual that we learn from the Jewish culture. In the Jewish culture, by the culture of the Jews, the firstborn receives a double portion. Praise the Lord. The firstborn receives what? A double portion. So once you are the first, when the inheritance comes to the four sons, they share everything into five and give the first son double. That was the culture of the inheritance. Praise the Lord. But as far back as then, we see the pattern that the inheritance is for you once you are a son in the house, but you must qualify. Reuben was the firstborn of Jacob. He barely got anything. If you remember Reuben's story, Reuben committing adultery with one of his father's younger wife. So the father, in his departure and his will, so to say, Jacob, he said, Reuben, you are the firstborn. You are the beginning of my strength, but you are unstable as water. You will not excel. Is that an inheritance? It's like a curse. He got a little few things when they divided the land, but the double portion went to Judah. Praise the Lord. The double portion went to Judah. Amen. So you can see, as far back as then, even though the tradition was the firstborn will get double portion, if you don't qualify, if you deviate from the path of life, and I'm talking life of God now, if you deviate from the path of righteousness, you can lose it. Amen. Amen. Are you planning to deviate? Let's remember the title. The wise shall inherit glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We remember the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. That virginity means they were all in the house. It's a house of virgins, a house of people with pure hearts. Amen. But the wise, the five that were wise, inherited. So when an inheritance party was going on, they were excluded. Praise the Lord. So they are still in the house, but they didn't get the glory. It's only the wise that shall inherit glory. Praise the Lord. So the wise virgins, they qualified about them a few weeks ago. They had oil in their lamps. That's in the spirit. They also had oil in their vessels. That means the life of God through prayer, through praying in the spirit, through the word of God, through the blood of Jesus, through confession. That life now started entering into the soul and entering into the body. So they could see the oil in their vessel, not just inside the lamp. The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. So the light, everybody had it in their lamps. But the wise made sure that life was moving into the will, mind, emotion, body to clean out the sin nature and to put more of the life of God inside. Praise the Lord. And so they went into the inheritance party. Praise God. Praise God. The firstborn inherits double. Who do we know in the Bible that inherited a double portion? Elisha. Elisha inherited a double portion. Praise the Lord. Elisha qualified. Amen. So he was asking, he knew Elijah is the man of God with unction, anointing, glory on his head. Amen. You know, there are some places when they will say God gave somebody something. Amen. And God gave him. And God gave Joseph, God gave him ability to discern dreams. Amen. In the last century, there are some people, God gave them the anointing. They carried the anointing. Amen. Pastor Luby says it's a portion of the Spirit without measure. Now, that's why the glory of the latter house shall get greater than the former. Those things were gifts. It wasn't incumbent on whether they still had to work on their character. Praise the Lord. But God needed examples, samples, to show forth his power. And he gave some people. Amen. He gave some apostles. They were given. Praise the Lord. There are times we will now come in which things can come by inheritance, but God first showed the sample when he gave people. Well, William Branham, anointed man of God. So he gave us samples of what God can do. And those things were former rain. Amen. The glory of the latter house. So it's good to study former so that you start to have a picture of, hey, what will happen in the latter. Amen. Jacko, if I'm right, either British or American, Jacko used to lift people out of the wheelchair. So when he does his 10 meetings, people on wheelchair will come. And when that unction comes on me like this, he will just be picking you up and you don't go back. Whether paralysis, whether semi-paralysis, you just come up straight. Praise the Lord. That was the anointing. Amen. Jacko. Catherine Kuhlman. She just enters somewhere. And everybody, you can't stand. It's like a wave. A tsunami follows her. Benson Idaosa carried the anointing. Pastor once said a story about him. Somebody came to his office with charms. Just entered. When he saw Idaosa, he dropped dead. He didn't even say anything. Carried the anointing. Praise the Lord. Then they said the witches in Nigeria wanted to meet somewhere in Benin. I was young then, I remember. He went to the radio. Said, "My name is Benson Idaosa. No such meeting we hold in Benin while I'm here." That's I'm talking former rain. It's a glory of latter shall get that from. All these are former rain. But it's good to hear them, to have a glimpse of what the latter rain will look like. Praise the Lord. Elijah carried the anointing. Amen. So Elisha recognized that this man carried the anointing. He said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want the double portion." Praise the Lord. But the double portion is for who? It's for the firstborn. So Elijah was by faith trying to stand in as the firstborn of this prophet. Amen. So he can receive the double portion of the anointing. Very important. And I believe you are following me. Praise the Lord. So double portion in the spirit, in the things of the spirit, is not as per you are born first. But we are learning from it, like I said, for the benefit of those who just arrived, that the Jewish culture, the firstborn gets a double portion. He gets a double. That's the culture. But Bible had given inclination that if you live a wayward life, if you live a life of disrespect, dishonor, you can be disqualified. Amen. So it means firstborn, and yet you need to work on your character so that you are qualified. Praise the Lord. Jesus, being the firstborn of Mary, but by his character, said, "This is my beloved son." God says, "In whom I am well pleased." And the Spirit landed on him. King James, I think in John's edition, say, the Spirit told him, "Upon whom you see the Spirit descend and remain." Amen. That's a permanent anointing. It descends and it remains. You see, that descent is what we experience. That's what happened in the former rain. Something will maybe when they do a crusade, whenever the thing will just come suddenly. It descended. But on Jesus, it descended and it remained. So what is God doing now? God is raising firstborns. Praise the Lord. God is raising firstborns. Sarah Ibrahim, what's your position in your house? Lastborn. But God will make you a firstborn. Auntie Queen should not be jealous. We'll explain it. God will make you what? A firstborn. Kenny, what's your position in the house? Lastborn. But God will make you a firstborn. Praise the Lord. What's your position in the house? Firstborn. And God will yet make you a firstborn. Praise the Lord. Psalm 89 verse 26. Psalm 89 verse 26. We'll read it. He shall cry unto me. Hey, we're back to what we said. Cry. A voice said, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? Evening, morning, and noon will I pray and cry aloud. He shall hear my voice. Praise the Lord. There is no substitute effectual fervent praying. Bible has told us it will avail much. Praise the Lord. And he shall say unto me. No, he shall cry. Say, pray, man. Praise the Lord. Evening, morning, and noon will I pray and cry aloud. They said, Jesus, who in the days of his life offered up prayers with strong crying. He shall cry unto me. Let's say it again. I didn't hear you. Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Next verse. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. Verse 28. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. God is making people firstborn. Amen. God is making people. Because he said, and I will make you my firstborn. Remember, God's firstborn inherit double. Praise the Lord. Inherit double. Elisha, he made himself the firstborn of Elijah. Stood with him. Stood by him. Glued to him. Said, I want the double portion. Praise the Lord. Is to be a son in the house and to be qualified. It's good to read verse 89, Psalm 89, please, in your spare time, because it just goes to show a character of a maturing Christian. And that's why he ended in that place. He will cry unto me. There are other things prior, so you know those characters. You cry unto me, my Father. And he too will say, you know, there's a place in scripture where you say, he said, and I'll cry my Father, and God, he said, you will cry unto me, my Father, and I will say, I'm your God. Praise the Lord. And I will make him my firstborn. Amen. When God said, we'll make you the firstborn, Joseph was not the firstborn of the house. Sorry, David. And Joseph, but David was not the firstborn of the house. Remember, David is the last. Praise the Lord. So when Samuel wanted to anoint a son, God told him, go to the house of Jesse, for I have appointed a king in his house. Go and anoint him. See, immediately the first guy arrives. Ah, definitely. This is another God. Said, no. he has not qualified. Praise the Lord. He was born first, but he has not qualified. So when he's God's firstborn, he doesn't meet it. In short, the person that met the character before God was not even considered a son. Because they lined all the sons. And none of them go, someone said, but God spoke to me, Jesse. I just said, there's one small guy. The guy, he keeps his, Samuel said, go and fetch him. We will not sit until he arrives. Praise the Lord. And I've said it before. That's what Samuel said, though. I heard this from a man of God in my youth, young days. He said, we will not sit until that guy arrives. That was the statement of Samuel. He said, but when David entered, Holy Spirit said, now arise and anoint him. But he said, we will not sit. There's arising at different levels. So he just told Samuel, you are standing, but now arise to your prophetic level and anoint him. He said, we will not sit until he comes. But when he entered, the Spirit said, now arise and anoint him. God has made him his firstborn. Praise the Lord. God had made David his firstborn. Praise the Lord. Elisha. How did Elisha become firstborn? How did Elisha? It's good to study. Pastors told us those things in the Old Testament, they are shadows. What did Elijah tell Elisha are the two conditions for you to receive the double portion? He said, I want the double portion. He said, you have asked a hard thing. Praise the Lord. Because he knows that you have to qualify. He said, if you see me being taken away, then it shall be. But if you don't see me, then it will not be. Praise the Lord. See, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be. See, there is revelation. See, there is what? See, there is what? If you get the revelation. Amen. And that's why I encourage all of us, Ephesians 1 prayer. Father, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Amen. You must see. A voice says, cry. I say, what shall I cry? You must see. Your crying is a product of what you are seeing. Amen. Amen. Let's read this story on. Next verse. Next verse. Well, and it came to pass, as they went on, as they still went on and talked. That's communion. Praise the Lord. That's communion. It's good to always talk with elders, talk with people in authority, talk to people with spiritual authority, talk to people that with covering over you. That behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. You know the condition Elijah gave him for him to get the double portion. What was the condition? If you see me, okay. So now Elijah has gone. Okay, thank you. Back to verse 11. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Verse 12. And Elisha, and that's it. That cry was a product of what he saw. Praise the Lord. That cry was a product of what he saw. Amen. My father, the child of Israel, and the double portion came on him. Amen. We need revelation. Praise the Lord. We said two things last time. We need revelation, and we need to cry the prayer of love. Amen. That's Ephesians 1 prayer is revelation. Ephesians 3 prayer is to be rooted and grounded in love. Praise the Lord. And that's to see and to cry. Amen. To see and to cry. Praise the Lord. I now want to tell you two more things that enables us
to inherit the glory. That's preparation to be firstborn. We can't just want the glory. It's the wise that shall inherit glory. Praise the Lord. It's the wise. It's the firstborn that we have the double portion. That double portion is the spirit without measure. Two things that will help us to become firstborns. Please note this very well. Amen. Number one, exercise of the seven pillars of wisdom. Not perfect, I didn't say the perfection of it, but the exercise. Praise the Lord. Honesty and humility of heart, praying in the spirit, binding the devil, confessing the word, meditation of the word, doing the word, fasting and living the fast. Exercise. Don't just abandon it. Exercise. With time you will perfect, but exercise. Praise the Lord. Start. Seven pillars. You're getting two pillars, right? Move to add one more. That's exercise. Praise the Lord. And the second thing is to stay under covering. The second thing is to do what? Everything is in the story we've said. That's why Elisha could get it from Elijah. It's the covering. Amen. It's the covering. And Elisha was exercising. He talked with Elijah. Okay? He confessed. Did all the best he knew to do and stayed under covering. That starts to prepare you for the firstborn. Let me just drop a nugget. Covering is a channel of mercy. Praise the Lord. That's why you don't see covering to a man. It's a channel of mercy God created for all of us. That even though we are not perfect yet, we can tap on people's faithfulness. Everything is covering. Amen. Everything is covering. Law. Rola Kiabi, did you write Final Year Project? You did. Chapter 1, Introduction. Isn't it? What did you do? Questionnaires? You went to research some things and wrote what other people say. That's covering. Why the owners of all those? Did you get? Why the owner of the knowledge of what all those people said? Then towards the you now added what you feel your own opinion. But you first stood under covering of what people had said, and then you now give your own opinion. Praise the Lord. If it's all about your opinion, the project will probably be like 5 pages or 1 page project book. That's the truth. But under covering, we can have a 40-page, 50-page book. Amen. You stood on the wings of giants. Praise the Lord. So sometimes that's what the devil tries to do. When you are coming, say, hey, they've come again. All these people, that's the devil's deception. Covering is a channel of mercy. Praise the Lord. That you can, because all the knowledge, everything came from God. Praise the Lord. It just came through a man. But it came from God. All the knowledge, they are from God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. What do we have that we not receive? So, like we say, when you have a right attitude towards Pastor Olivia Momsera, you receive from their prayers. When they pray, or you say amen, that thing is with an open heart. You are drawing from them. It's not them. God gave it to them. They got some of those things from Kenehagin. Kenehagin got it from Wigglesworth. Wigglesworth got it from Bosworth. They got it from Kenyon. It goes back to God. He owns everything. Amen. So covering is a channel of mercy. Praise the Lord. But if you say, no, I don't need that. I want to do everything by myself. You are going to end up with a 2-page book. 2-page book. And there's no way I can give you an A or a B or a C with a 2-page no matter what you say you wrote inside, with a 2-page book project, you can't get A or B. Definitely. Maybe C minus. Anything you want to do by yourself, that's where you end. But covering gives you the wings to fly. You will still do the flying by yourself, but they give you the wings to fly. Praise the Lord. covering and exercise. Exercise in these seven pillars already puts you in the path of being a firstborn. Amen. And the firstborn will inherit the double portion. The double portion in our end time scripture is the former and the latter rain together. Praise the Lord. And I gave you some stories about former rain. Former rain. Anointings of Benson Dausa, Babalola, Catherine Kuhlman, Jacko, Willie Braham. Those are former rain. Braham carried the anointing. It was so much on his head that physical eyes, you can see a halo of light. They took his picture. It was still there. Light on his head. You can Google William Braham. All those were former rain. So what will the latter rain, former and latter rain together look like? Eyes have not seen. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. What God has prepared. Amen. But one thing is certain that the scripture has said. As long as I live, saith the Lord, the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Amen. Jesus had 12 disciples. They covered Israel. Paul had his disciples. They said they turned the whole Roman Empire upside down. The gospel will still be preached to the whole earth, with signs and wonders following. Amen. I know I've said it here before. I don't know what your ambitions are. And it's good. God has made you to be a creative person. Make sure that part of the ambitions in your heart is to preach the gospel with signs and wonders following. Amen. Don't just leave it as doctor, finance man. I want to be an author. I want to be a fashion designer. Good. Many of those things, they are starting point. Make sure that dream to also carry the glory of God to different parts of the world with signs and wonders following is something you're also looking forward to. Amen. It doesn't remove from you, it adds to you. Praise the Lord. Adds to you. Like Pastor said, it can be your leave of 30 days. You walk the whole time with normal laying hands of the self, but 30 days you go and spend it in the field, dedicated to God with signs and wonders. But the whole earth, we still don't know. We still conjure maybe like this. We don't know how God will do it. Let's just be patient. It shall be a suddenly. Amen. But let's be ready. Let's have our mindset. You know, I was talking to my second son. I said, you may never know what you want to do. But just have a mindset that you will be productive, you will do something. You okay. You want to practice as an engineer, or you want to be a researcher, or you want to be a footballer. Be thinking. You may not hit, just have mindsets and be praying. What you will do? Suddenly it will come. I ask an enemy people that, okay, I mean, by the time I was in 200 level, was my dream that I was going to be a professor in UI? No. That wasn't the dream, but I just knew I loved research. So it was general. A time came, there was a suddenly. Someone just came, they are looking for lecturers in UI, two positions, come and apply. That dream was just that, okay, I think I love research. Okay, I think I want to work as an entrepreneur and co. These are first general, but we do not know the specific. That's how the glory of God is. We just know the glory of God will come. We will preach the gospel. How it will happen? Let's just relax. Praise the Lord. But let that dream be there, that I will be a partaker. Amen. Of the glory of God in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. I bow my knees before your throne. I know my life is not my own, and I offer up this song of praise to bring you pleasure, Lord.
I seek the giver.
I seek the giver, not the gift. My heart desire is to lift you high above all earthly things, to bring you pleasure, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
About the inheritance to the firstborn. God says, if you are faithful, if you are living above sin, if you are living in righteousness, if you have spirit of wisdom and revelation, if you are rooted and grounded in love, God says he will make you his firstborn. It's that firstborn that will inherit double portion. It's that firstborn that will be wise, that will inherit glory. Start to talk to God. No condemnation to help you. No condemnation to help you. Let there be a thirst. Check yourself. Do you thirst for these things? The wise shall inherit glory. The wise shall inherit glory. Revelation, Ephesians 1 prayer. Tell God to help you to be faithful with it. That God will give you this, Ephesians 1:17. God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And Ephesians 3, that will be rooted and grounded in love. Talk to God. Make sure you are talking. And finally, God will help you to have a good heart towards oversight, so that you can stay under covering. It's a channel of mercy. And then tell God to grant you the grace to exercise yourself. Do your confession. Do your love prayers. Confess your sins and repent when you do something wrong. That's honest humility of heart. Binding the devil. Praying in the spirit. Confess the word. Meditate the word. We encourage ourselves. Don't let us have a wordless day. We get the Bible reading guide every day. Read. Read. Let the word of God dwell richly in you, the Bible says. The word of God. It says, I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. That's where it is, an inheritance. So don't joke with the word of God. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things from your word. God has been helping us. We just need to key in. There are forces of distraction. We come Fridays to hear the word, so that these distractions don't carry us away, so that we remain rooted and grounded in the love of God. In Jesus' name. Our Father, we confess our sins. Our Father, we confess our sins to clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that I've listened to today. The entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. I come with meekness and lowliness of heart, that I'm simple before you. Lord, forgive my sins.
my shortcomings, my unwillingness to rise up for the glory of God, my unwillingness to walk in the seven pillars of wisdom. Help me to exercise myself in these seven pillars, doing my best and getting better. Help me to walk under covering, to have a good heart before oversight. Help me to be faithful with efficient one prayers, to have, to confess, to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and the efficient three prayers, so I'll be rooted and grounded in the love of God. Help me, my Father, so that I can seek after you, cry unto you, my Father, and then you also say that you are my God, and you will make me your firstborn and above the kings of the earth, that I will receive the double portion, even the spirit without measure, in this land of the living, in Jesus' name, amen. Merci. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Barabaka popo shante kere de kisi marabaka suke breboko sandari mapa baba baba sute rusta garabakaki juntele le kese kete brebokoko baba rusta kam boshanda garabakaya. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Our Father, we thank you because you do exceedingly and abundantly more than which we ask nor think, according to your power that is at work within us, for we pray in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap.